Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. It's 8.07, hump day morning. I don't know about you, but I can't wait for Big Brother tonight. Ooh. Sounds like you heard some spoilers, huh?
I think I did.
Don't say anything. We are looking for fall interns. We really need some help over here. You know, it's a lot going on. We need some help. So if you can get college credit and you're over 18, we'd love to have you. Bring your love of radio or the love that you hope to have.
We may have exhausted all the young people who are willing to get up in the morning.
We may well have.
Well, I mean, if that's the way it's going to go.
I guess I reached out to two people that sent their resumes in. So we'll see.
Oh, good. Two. That's better than zero. Mm-hmm. So we need a couple more. And if you'd like to be considered, send an email to uzette@radioalice.com. Include a resume and a cover letter. Spell everything correctly, please. She's really a stickler about that stuff. Use that as spelled U-Z-E-T-T-E. All right. So Celebrity Trash is brought to you by Rebel. Soulfully crafted. Why is it so hard for me to say that? Soulfully crafted plant-based super herb beverages.
I'm drinking the crafted cold brew coffee protein.
What do you think?
Yeah. I love it.
Oh, it's good. It's so good.
It's a trip. It says shake a lot, like more than you think.
Yeah.
It actually says that on there.
Yeah. I like that they put like in there. Like more than you think.
They know who they're talking to.
I'm going to go get a case of this stuff. I love it.
Yeah.
Well, it's the It fits in all of our conversations. Right now, literally is trying to jump in.
Yeah.
And I am not letting that.
I'm trying not to. It's hard.
There's no way you can come in, literally. Get out.
Mm.
Get out.
It's already in. A lot of people.
I know. It's
trying.
In the tech world, it's essentially.
Oh, essentially.
Oh, is that right?
Essentially.
Oh, yeah, that's a hard one.
Uh-huh. Once you get that crutch.
Yeah, I don't want any crutches. It's hard, though, not to have crutches.
Mm-hmm. We all have them.
Absolutely.
Yeah, but you don't need to add more. I mean, I'm telling you. Literally is standing outside your house right now looking in.
Come on,
Can I come in?
I try to use it only when something is actually literal. But that doesn't always happen. No, go away,
go
literally.
Away.
Get out of here already.
But he's home.
But he did the door code pattern thing.
Literally's not home.
The door code pattern. Shave and a haircut. Two bits. So I want to start with Kanye.
All right.
I have to admit that I was intrigued by these domes he built at his house.
Why?
Because they're a very pleasing shape, and I was intrigued by the amount of space he had to build them on. Like, of course he has tons of land, right?
Mm-hmm.
But it's just neat the way he sort of nestled them in there. If you haven't seen these overhead shots, TMZ has a few shots of it, but they are giant domes. They look just like little bumps in the landscape, but then you notice that there's a tiny little truck next to it. Like, they're humongous, 50 or more feet tall, and I don't know, 50 or more feet wide. They're, you know, he was talking about housing people. Like, I want to come up with a way to build these things quickly and easily and put tons of people in them. You know, there's tons of space inside there. People could have the penthouse of the dome. So I don't know what his ultimate plan was for these things, but the neighbors aren't having it. And he didn't bother with permits.
Hmm.
So he's in a little bit of trouble. Not trouble, you know, it's Kanye. So they're like, listen, we don't want no trouble. We don't need you freaking out on us
exactly.
Coming down to City Hall or anything. So we're giving you a couple options here. So the problem is the neighbors, for the most part. There's been a crazy amount of construction going on at the site. In the initial picture we got, there's five different... Well, there's two giant domes, one smaller one, one that's sort of shaped like a a bottle and then one laying on its side, which maybe is like a tunnel to another one. But the problem is that the construction crews are working long past the times when they're allowed to. Like, there are actual hours. They're not supposed to work at all on Sundays, and they did 12 hours apparently this past Sunday. And then I think it's 8 to 5 or something, you know, sort of reasonable daytime hours.
Mm-hmm.
And they were working long past those hours. So at least one neighbor called the cops on Sunday complaining of the noise, and the L.A. County Sheriff's Department responded at 7:30 p.m. and found a construction crew hard at work Sunday night.
Yeah, that sucks.
On one of the domes. So they said, stop. And the crew said, okay, we'd love to leave.
Yeah.
Kanye's making us work. The neighbors have been complaining for a while about the prototypes which he constructed as models for his vision of a new community. And he didn't get permits. He was cited for violating the building code. He was given the option to either get the proper permits or tear the structures down by September 15th. And he chose to tear them down. And apparently, that's where a lot of the noise is coming from. The teardown. Unclear if he's going back to the drawing board or if he's just... Here's a before and after shot. So this is the initial one is from the end of July when there's extra buildings, and now it's down to just a couple. On the right-hand side is the later shot. But I like the style. I don't know. Remember when everyone was building those geodesic domes? Like in the 70s? My uncle built one on his property.
G-O-D What's that? Domes?
Is geodesic. That the clear ones? What is
no,
that?
They're, they're like either pentagonal shapes or sextagonal shapes. I don't know what the word is for it, but they would make them out of these panels and fasten them together, and they'd put a floor on in there. And my uncle had one just out on his property.
Drunkle Peter,
yeah. He had a big farm. Has it still. Cleared a spot in the woods that surrounded the farm.
A guy known as Drunkle Peter his whole life is still alive?
Yeah. Oh, he's old, too, in his mid-80s. Oh, yeah.
Drunkle Peter made it to his 80s? Yeah.
Well, my dad will be 80 this year.
Yeah, but your dad... Well,
he's a couple years older than my...
The 18-pack daily. So
he doesn't. He doesn't drink the way he used to.
All right.
He keeps saying, you know, you guys are giving me more credit than I'm worth.
All right.
But he was a pretty heavy drinker. My Drunkle Peter, though. Yikes. No one could keep up with him.
Still.
I mean, seems to be still. I didn't notice him not being drunkle.
I've never heard of these things you're talking about.
You would recognize them if you saw them. They're domes that seem to have facets all the way around them.
What's the point?
The point is that they're a cheap way to build yourself a house. People live in them. You've definitely seen them. I've seen them in Tahoe. I've seen them just, you know, as you're driving up the 101, someone will have built a geodesic dome or whatever they're called.
Geodesic.
I think so. That's what I heard
like
from Drunkle.
Like D-E-Z?
No, D-E-S-I-C. Geodesic. G-E-O-D-I-S-C. I don't know. Wow. Do you see them?
Well, I see some crazy elaborate ones. I'm not sure if this is the right one to pull up, but...
Nope, never heard of that.
Let me see.
I'll try this. Look at that.
Yeah, that's elaborate. An elaborate one.
Yeah, there's a lot of glass paneling on that.
Yeah.
Let me see if I can find another one. How about like this one?
Yeah, that looks like a normal one. Those all look kind
Nobody
of like
Nobody builds that themselves.
They do.
No, those ones are pretty elaborate, but you can apparently buy, you know, however many it takes of these
triangle pieces of plywood.
Yeah, however they are, and then you roof right over it, and they.
How about this one?
Let me see.
Reminds me of like Flintstone homes, or something.
Yeah, it's like that. Yeah, there's one. The one on the right with the little
that,
that
must
one.
Be an East Coast.
That's what it looked
thing.
Like. No, I've seen them out here too.
What?
I've seen them in Tahoe.
So weird.
Because they're cheap. You know, you just buy the sections, and then. Apparently, they're pretty structurally sound. There's some strength inherent to those domes. That's not really what he's built. What Kanye's building? He's building. They almost look like beehives in a way, you know, sort of level over level over level over level, just getting smaller and smaller.
Well, anyway, what I took from this story is he's a crappy neighbor.
Yeah,
he sucks.
It seems like it. He's got a huge chunk of land. But somehow, I guess with the drones flying overhead all the time, I'll bet you there's so much drone traffic going over, like, Big Star's properties.
Maybe. Well, there aren't laws against that.
There's a lot of regulations.
Because
no idea.
You would think that, okay, so I'm tanning in my backyard and
people are droning
you're videoing
over the top.
Me.
Yeah.
You're not taping. Whatever.
Recording.
Recording.
Recording
me.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, what are the... I thought they just couldn't go up too high.
Well, especially around where I live, right next to SFO, there's a lot of regulations there.
Right.
You can get caught and fined a big fee.
I'm sure that, you know, people like Barbara Streisand must have contacted their local assemblyman and said, hey.
Yeah, or has like missiles to shoot those drones down.
Well,
yeah.
That's what you'd risk.
You'd get a shotgun.
Someone would start trying to get rid of those things
with
their own drone that has missiles.
Oh. Right.
Right, an armed drone. Awesome. Album sales, they seem like a relic of the past, but some artists can still generate them in the age of streaming, and Taylor Swift is one of those people.
Oh, yeah.
Her new album is out on Friday. It's called Lover.
She seemed like she had a drone with missiles.
Oh, yeah. Like an army of them.
She's an attack lady.
Yeah. She acts all sweet, but, man, don't cross her. So her new album comes out Friday called Lover, and it's already pre-sold 1 million copies worldwide.
Good for her.
Little doubt that it'll debut at number one in the U.S., but the question is, will it sell 1 million copies here in its first week? Her 2017 album, Reputation, is the last one to do it. So good luck to her. Is this the single?
This is Lover, correct.
Yeah, we're rocking that on the Alice.
This
yeah,
is Taylor in a successful relationship, though, isn't it?
Who like she was now?
Some English dude,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
It's changed her music quite a bit.
And Lover is the name. I mean, I guess her next album will be called Ex-Lover.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe this is it for her. Maybe she'll...
Maybe.
Oh, no.
Anyway, we'll hear the whole thing on Friday, and she's maybe going to sell 1 million copies of actual physical albums. I don't know.
Well, maybe she's going to be on the VMAs next week.
That's right.
Something like that. So
seems those like help sales with album sales.
Yeah,
yeah,
they do.
Ronda Rousey's in the news.
Uh-oh.
How's she doing?
Bad.
Sorry to hear that.
I got a picture of her finger that is just hideous. So she's an actress now, or. It's one of the things she does.
Come on.
She's shooting us. Listen, I'm with you. She's in some show called 911.
Oh, yeah.
And first take of the day the other day, she's on a boat and she's having to escape from this boat or whatever the hell she's doing. And she
got pinched, didn't it?
She slammed a door on her own finger.
Oh. Oh, okay.
So she, and she did not wince or make any noise about it and completed the scene. And then told everyone, uh-oh, my finger's gone.
Gone?
Just about. Take a look.
Do I want to look?
Listen, I'm going to tell you something about this photo I'm going to hand you. There is, you can tell it's totally wrecked, but they did put, you know, a video bandage over it. So you can, it's not the most graphic parts of it.
Okay.
I believe you can look at that. But there's no question that that is a mangled finger. No, you're not. She never showed any pain. After finishing the take, she said she was rushed to the hospital where her bone and tendon was reattached to her finger with a plate and screws. And she returned to filming the next day.
Nice, savage.
Finished her scenes before.
Is she doing stunts or is she an
no,
actress?
No, this is just a... She's an actress. This was just a take gone wrong that she decided to... continue. She said, I returned to filming the next day and finished my scenes before returning home to recover. She said she had 50% range of motion back within 3 days, and she called it the mighty power of medicine.
Yikes.
Gnarly.
She says in her Instagram post, and of course, tune in to see how well I can act like my finger didn't just fall off in this upcoming season of 911 on Fox.
All right.
It's nasty.
It is nasty.
It's that is no joke. I would not have been able to keep a straight face and continue on with the scene. Anybody, would you have been able to, Vinny?
Probably.
I would have. Oh, really? Well, you are pretty brave. Strong. Tough acting, Tenectin.
No, I think that Rhonda was, for a minute there, getting punched in the head for a living. So.
And she says, that's what I whether I was in pain or not, I certainly wasn't going to show that in the ring. I wasn't going to show that to my competitor.
Mm-hmm.
So she's used to it. I guess if we'd each had some practice. But having my finger, I mean, you can't believe how mangled this thing is. First of all, it's turned sideways. It's split right down the middle. It's just broken in half. Uh-oh. Hideous. And she went, I don't care. I don't even care. She slammed the door on her own finger. It's a bummer. I have a title for the new Bond 25. It's due in theaters April of 2020, and it's called No Time to Die.
All right.
Yeah, No Time to Die.
I like Bond movies.
In No Time to Die, Bond has left active service and is enjoying a tranquil life in Jamaica. His peace is short-lived when his old friend Felix Leiter from the CIA turns up asking for help. And then all hell breaks loose, no doubt. No Time to Die. Last Blood. Rambo, Last Blood. Are you sure about that? 73-year-old Sylvester Stallone is back in the saddle again. 37 years after First Blood, Last Blood is coming out. And the trailer's out, if you want to check that out. It's a bloody homecoming for John Rambo. He hopes to recapture the same magic he did with recently revolving his Rocky franchise via Creed and Creed 2.
You got that clip where he goes, "Nothing is over! Nothing!"
No, I don't have that. I'm sure Brent can find that for you.
Nothing is over!
Nothing. Anyway, Last Blood.
Can't believe hopefully there's another blood. One, but okay.
I know. How many Rambos are there?
This would be three, right?
I don't know.
I'm not sure.
Oh, I'm sorry. Fifth and final. Nothing! Fifth and final installment of Rambo.
Fifth?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's
That was the clearest delivered line he's done in a few years.
That was pretty good.
Mm. Pink has entered the record books with the final figures for the Beautiful Trauma World Tour. The tour grossed just shy of $400 million, sold over 3 million tickets in 2018 and 2019. It's the 10th highest grossing tour in Billboard box scores history and the biggest for a woman in over a decade since Madonna in 08-09 made $408 million on her Sticky and Sweet tour.
Man.
So congratulations.
Absolutely.
Listening to
she deserves it.
The people in my neighborhood who went to the show froth over Pink.
Right.
It's clear that lady does a show for people and you're locked in.
Right.
Fan.
Mm-hmm. That's a show I'd go see.
Yeah.
Like they couldn't stop raving about how she's doing these incredible stunts, singing the whole time, and there's none of that Britney breathing. You know. None of it.
No,
she's doing the song.
Oh, yeah.
No, none of that. Pink's got it. She does the whole show while doing stunts and nails the songs,
she
the music
is
as well.
Somebody had a baby at one of her shows. And named it Alicia, I believe.
Oh, really?
Yeah. That's her real name.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Alicia Moore.
She was a great interview, too. She came in here and she came in here, did an interview with us that was super fun. And she comes in. Hi, I'm Alicia. Mm-hmm. You know, nice to meet you. And then she goes outside, sings like two or three songs.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And blew the windows out of this place. Just could not believe how amazing she was. So well deserved. There you go. Almost $400 million on this tour, and she earned every penny of it. It sounds like Britney tours and makes a bunch of money, and she's going like this the whole time. And Pink goes out there and is worth every penny you spend on her. All right, Vinny, what's coming up?
She did only just sit there when she performed for us here at the the Alice Hall. She looked to the rafters to see if she could hang anything there, but she was like, boy, I don't know if that could hold me. All right, I'll just sit here and sing for you.
Ceiling wasn't quite high enough either.
Right.
She needs a little headspace.
Instagram influencer makes the news. Also, typing and more after these.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us 3 times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show coming up at 9 o'clock. Your first chance today to win your way to Universal Studios Hollywood. Lots of chances to win throughout the day here on The Alice. Keep it here all day.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Organic Koo. It's back. Buy one crispy sandwich wrap, or a bowl at the Organic Koo and get the second for absolutely nothing. Eat organic and make a positive impact on our planet. Organic Koo. I'm a huge fan of the bowl.
Yeah.
I love a bowl.
I love a bowl of food.
It doesn't matter. I prefer the organic Koo when I eat a bowl of food, but a bowl of food.
Yep.
Something about the plate and how it all ends up on the table bothers me.
Does it?
And everyone in my family, too. Because they see me pick up my plate at the end and they go, what the hell happened around that?
You could use a knife, you know, to scrape it onto your fork and keep it from going off the side.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
A knife and scrape
fork
it onto
and
my...
knife. That's right.
You got to be kidding me.
Well, it's just one option. I guess you could just go ahead and use your finger or scrape it off the side of the plate. You know, options.
Or a bowl.
Sure, a bowl.
A bowl? That'll fix it.
Just put your food in a bowl.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Here's what's happening.
All right, I'm ready.
So there was gunfire on Market Street yesterday. San Francisco, I mean, so now add that to the mix.
Right, to the long, long list.
Used to be able to go and catch a nice little show right there on the sidewalk. Mm-hmm. Bring a buck or two and enjoy some dancing, some songs. Some neat drumming.
Sure.
But now
maybe
it
buy
seems...
yourself some jewelry.
Sure.
All kinds of stuff spread out down there.
Two groups of people were involved in a fight between Taylor and Jones Street when a man across the street from the groups pulled out a gun and fired about 4 rounds. This was at 5:30 last night.
Just during the commute. How fun. What fun that must have been for everyone.
Yeah.
It's unclear how the gunman was involved in the altercation. But I thought, you know, gunfire right here on Market seems to be something I should report. Mm. What in the heck? What does it come to here in the city?
What's it come to in the world? It's just gross. Freaking guns. People who wield them.
So the police are investigating. An Instagram influencer is in trouble.
Oh, yeah?
I like to see this because, you know...
Oh, do you?
Well, because... When you're someone that lives for the likes,
right,
and you've become this person who is Instagram famous, and
I'm an influencer,
that's your whole thing,
yes.
And then suddenly you've gone one step too far, and the tide turns for you.
Uh-oh.
Or your mom paid to get you into school.
There's a woman named Wright. And not the right way,
right,
by the way.
Right.
Because we all pay to get them into school.
Right.
God.
She bribed someone. $500,000 worth.
Jeez. I'm going broke pre-saving for that kid's college.
It's good, though.
You
that's
know how
really good of you
unbelievable
to do.
That is.
And if she doesn't go to school, that money will all be yours.
You know what we had?
What's that?
To live on last week?
What?
$32.
Oh, that's not enough.
What?
No. We used our credit card, our American Express, for groceries, but I sent all the money out.
Wow.
I was like, you need to get out of here and go to that college fund and make something happen over there.
Yeah.
Because you're not doing me any good here.
Costing me money, lady.
Man. So I sent all our money over to the college funds, and I had $30. And we lived. We're alive.
Yeah.
It's okay. Mm. I'm not trying to say, you know, woe is me, but college is expensive.
Yeah.
Sorry.
And you're not even there yet.
You just hit a button. Let me go back to the story.
Okay.
There's a woman named Tiffany Mitchell, who's an Instagram influencer and lifestyle blogger in Nashville. A few weeks ago, she got into a minor motorcycle accident, and she decided to turn that into a photo shoot.
Oh. Really?
And by the way, I don't know that it was a motorcycle followers that were most offended, but motorcycle accidents can kill people.
Yes. Yeah. There's nothing funny
it's
about
them. Super dangerous to fall off your motors. Unlike in a car where you don't fall off it and land on the cement.
Right.
You're and then roll that... around at whatever speed you were going.
There's not a lot of safety features on a motorcycle.
So
it's not like
she...
you airbag. Is, or isn't there some kind of airbag thing, though, that you can get for a motorcycle?
We were
like
looking at
it turns
those.
You into a bubble.
Jacket. They're like jackets.
Just... Oh, it's a jacket. Right.
Notice nobody's got them, though.
No.
She had a friend who was with her, who's a photographer, and they took professional photos of Tiffany on the ground and in pain, being tended to by some handsome guy. So it was a modeling shot. One of the photos featured a bottle of Smart Water that looked very much like product placement.
Oh no.
And her followers had had it. She's taken heat for turning her accident into an Instagram content moment. She's also being accused of doing ads for Smart Water, which she says I'm not.
Oh.
Are those the photos?
Look, you know, you can't really have it. You can't have it both ways. Like, if you're going to follow someone's life and you expect them to post all these things about their life, look at that. Jesus, she is.
She's on the floor.
And there's the Smart Water.
And the cement. There's the drinks.
Yeah, that's, you know, you... If you're going to follow her and like all her other stuff, you have to expect her to continue to do that. Like, well, I don't understand what people are upset about. She Instagrams her life, and here's part of her life.
Well,
I'm actually taking her side.
Phony and stuff up. What do you think she's doing all the other times?
Mm. Right. Are you that stupid that you think that this is all... You're really having FOMO over this
the
person's life?
The trippiest part of what these influencers do, for me, this is just me, I'm old guy... Growing up, you couldn't get me to hold a camera. You couldn't get me to be the photographer guy. I wanted to be in the water surfing, not be the guy photographing. I wanted to be riding the skateboard, not taking pictures. The idea that someone's having the time of their life and stops for a second and goes, chick.
Right. You have to realize you're having the time of your life when really you should just be in the moment.
Which my point is they're setting up these moments.
Right.
For their feet.
They sit around and have planning meetings about it. Like, how can we have the time of our life?
So, I think it's kind of gross, but whatever. The people following her, I'm with you. I'm surprised they're surprised.
Right.
Are there more photos of her?
Yeah, this is just... Her page is nice.
Oh, looks like she's a crafter.
Oh, look at that.
Mm-hmm.
She's enjoying the fall foliage.
Look at these little crafters. This is lovely.
Yeah.
She seems delightful. Look at her. She does flower arranging. Oh, and there's some... Her, that looks like a...
Product placement.
Mm-hmm. All right.
According to a new survey, 68% of people say they're faster on a computer when they type than on their phone.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know, man. I can't name anybody, but I see young people going and they leave the ticker on. They're all...
I know. You know, I don't even buy, like, I won't really answer emails, not, or, you know, if I do, I'm really short. But when I'm on my computer, I can sit and answer an email and, you know, but I can't stand the little having to switch back and forth to get everything and not be able to turn the caps on just with my pinky and delete. There
well, you got to take into consideration someone's just using their tick, 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 all that ticking is just their thumbs.
Yeah. It's crazy. Thumb fatigue. I'm just thinking about it. I use the microphone a lot. Mm-hmm. And then I just laugh at what, you know, my words sounded like to the computer.
Right.
And I'm like, F it, I'm sending it
go
anyway.
Back and correct it.
I know, that's such a pain.
It is.
The generational divide is there. 20% of people under 35 say they're faster on their phone.
Yeah, not me.
So.
I actually get annoyed when my phone dings at me. And I'm like, what?
What now?
Why am I so available to you? Leave me alone.
Police in Fairfield, Connecticut made a bunch of arrests last week on an 87-acre field that's a notorious spot where strangers meet up and bone.
Oh, a field?
Mm-hmm.
It's the field of boning?
Yeah. You ever done it in Fairfield, Connecticut?
Never
the
have.
The field of boning?
No, I've never been to the field of boning.
Has your band toured Fairfield, Connecticut?
Nope.
All right.
No, I can't say we had.
The arrests... You know, the police, they made a bunch of arrests last week.
So they were just staking out the field of bones.
Right.
Okay.
They weren't just any strangers boning. They were old strangers.
Oh, it's an old stranger boning. It's almost like it could be a future graveyard. Like they bone themselves to death and then just get buried right there in the field of bones.
That's very morbid. Or they're just trying to stay youthful doing it outside.
I don't know.
The cops made 6 arrests for people getting it on in the field. Their ages were 62, 62, 67, 75, 82, and 85.
Oh, ooh. Sweet. Was the 85-year-old get one of the 62-year-olds? Woo. Woo.
Can I ask you a question?
Oh, of course. I'm sitting here waiting.
You think you'll still be doing it when you're 60?
I do. When I'm 60?
Yeah.
Yes, I will still be doing it for sure 100% when I'm 60.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think you'll still be doing it when you're 70?
Yes.
Yeah, I hope so.
Barring some unforeseen medical condition, right. I plan to bone that dude for the rest of my life.
Uh-huh. Nice, Sarah. Nice.
Thank you.
Let that be a lesson to you all.
Put out. You are his sex life. Or her sex life, whichever, you know, I don't know what you're doing.
Well, whichever way you go.
Right. No matter how people roll. You are Z's.
Do you plan on it?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I was talking to my buddy about this recently, and I was like, yeah. Yes. I know I'm a married guy, but I want it once a week at least. Is that too much to ask?
I believe it is not.
And he was trying to say, well, what about when she's 50-something and isn't as interested? And I was like, well, maybe I'll be less interested, but if I can still make that thing happen, then I'm going to want to.
Yeah.
And there's medicine now, you hear.
Lucky.
I haven't needed it yet, but I'm going to want... Why are you making that face?
Yay, medicine.
Right. Here, it's even cheaper now.
Mm.
Anyway, these people were busted.
Uh-oh.
But wait, there's more.
Oh.
The only woman in the bunch was the 85-year-old.
Oh, wait. Oh, hold on. This is a meetup? This was a gangbang? Or were there three couples and only one of them was heterosexual?
The only woman in the bunch was the
85-year-old. I didn't realize they were all together. I thought these were multiple arrests that happened over the course of time. So this was an orgy in the field of bones.
The cops made 6 arrests of people getting it on in the field. The only woman in the bunch was the 85-year-old.
Is this
the
like oldest... a bucket list thing? Like she's all, you know what I need to do before I die?
All of you.
I want it all.
You and you and you and you.
Get me the young ones. Start with the 62-year-olds.
Right.
All of them were charged with breach of peace, and some were
charged with... I didn't mean to scream so loud.
...public indecency.
In the field of dreams. I mean bones. Sorry.
Ow.
Jesus. You could carefully break your hip, lady. That's good that people are still getting it on.
Yeah, I like to hear that. It seems like it would be awful. Yeah. Well, I mean, look, there's more to life than that, but...
Sure. Not much.
Well, my argument... Look, this is going to probably sound terrible.
Oh, say it anyway.
My argument is, that's one of the ways I reconnect with my person.
Yeah. Sure.
Like, it reminds me, like, yes, we're us again for another week. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
I need that. I feel like that is a sort of a confirmation of sorts. Oh, yeah. I know we've built up all this crap around us, but it started right here. Mm-hmm. Me and you. Nude.
In the Garden of Eden.
Right. Doing it.
On the Field of Bones.
This is where I like, you know.
Yeah.
This is
where it's just us, skin to skin.
Right.
Physical contact.
Come on.
Physical intimacy. We need it.
How about a fast fact?
All right. I love those. Fast.
Marvel Comics, which owns the Incredible Hulk, got $100 in royalties from the WWF for every match Hulk Hogan wrestled. And small piece of his royalties, too.
Because his name's Hulk.
Right.
How funny.
And Hogan wasn't allowed to wear green or purple.
Oh.
Because those were the Incredible Hulk's colors.
We're already letting you use the name.
Right.
Hulk Hogan.
Mm-hmm.
He was red and yellow.
Yeah. I actually probably could have guessed that. Like, I can picture him in his little outfits. Get your red and yellow outfit. Get out.
The woman who invented the sports bra made her first prototype out of two jock straps. Her name was Hinda Miller, and she helped invent it in the 1970s. Huh. She eventually went on to be a state senator in Vermont.
Well.
Hinda Miller.
Hinda Miller. Hinda.
Hinda Miller. Invented the sports bra.
The origin of Hinda
bra.
Is.
Hinda.
Where's that from? Sounds Indian, doesn't it? Hinda?
Sure. Maybe.
I wonder if her mom just made it up like Uzette.
Maybe.
Well, Hinda. Wasn't that a mistake?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It wasn't
well, maybe her
up.
Name was supposed to be Linda.
Maybe.
they wrote it down wrong at the hospital. She's like, I'm going Hinda.
Maybe.
Maybe.
Oh, by the way,
yes.
I'm going to mention it again and probably again tomorrow and again the next day, too, because college football starts this weekend, everybody.
Oh, yes. You love it.
Well, yeah, the fall's here.
Almost.
Fall's here.
Yeah, it's another over a month. Well, actually, probably exactly a month. Isn't it around the 21st of September that it changes officially?
You don't need
to
get all literal. I'm saying football's beginning.
It's literally a month away.
School's back.
Too soon, a month too soon.
What do you mean?
It shouldn't start till after Labor Day.
What are you talking about?
You heard me. I don't like it. Would you?
Yeah,
oh, my
buddy.
God. What is the matter with you?
I was just thinking that.
Gross.
My
Stop
telepathy
it.
Is working.
Oh, Jesus.
Because I was hoping you'd play that.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I was saying to myself.
If only.
Any minute now. The best time of year.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Our text number is...
Just
do that. What 650 says, what kind of barbarian works in the kitchen without an apron?
Yeah.
Shame.
Yeah.
I've actually, for the last hour since you mentioned the whole thing about the aprons, I was thinking I should make aprons.
Oh, for crying
out
loud.
I love aprons.
Is there any space you're going to stay out of?
No. And they do this apron on, it's on The Handmaid's Tale, all the Marthas wear.
Uh-huh. Oh,
yeah. It's freaking awesome. Maybe I'll try and recreate something like that. Really neat.
Recreate?
Yeah. I'll just see if I can figure out how to do it. It's really neat. It's a cool piece of
Vinny, get with
clothing.
The program. Love you with or without an apron on.
Hmm.
Yeah, I'm not wearing an apron. You can forget it. And I do dishes.
Yeah, that's okay. That's clean water, right? I mean, by the time it gets on you.
I know I've bitched about ending up being the dish guy, and I've tried to rally to not be the dish guy, and I'm still the mo-flicking dish guy.
Don't you have a dishwasher?
Well, yeah, but still, you got to do the pans.
Rinse
you don't put
off.
Those in there.
I suppose that's true. Yeah.
How in the cream crap did I get stuck here again? What's your name? Play Slayer. At least I can get into some music and do some dishes here.
Well, that's relaxing music for us. The kids are being hustled off to bed.
Well, no, they go for a walk. Last night, they leave for a walk.
Well, you had to be psyched about that. Come
no.
on. Yeah, that's right. Get out of here.
Like, it's after 6. Some people around here got a shower. All right, I'll get these dishes done first. What's your name? Play Slayer. Yeah. Let me get to
Something
that
Something watering gets things clean.
I always think I'm leaving that pan. I'm not doing that damn thing. And then 5 minutes later, the pan's done. I'm like,
how did that happen? You got to clean up after dinner. Now that I know what your kitchen looks like, I can picture you in there. It's nice.
Oh.
You look cute in there.
Thanks.
It was nice coming to your house. It's good to see
nice
all
to have
the rooms.
You.
Yeah.
I know you were.
I'm a little worried about your hearing.
Why do you
Wait,
say
the
that?
The way you sit right in front of that amp cranked all the way up.
That's ridiculous.
No one else can talk.
That
John,
is...
John and I are all the way across the room. I'm like, oh my God, turn it down.
Nuh-uh.
Uh-huh.
Oh, John was like, turn it down?
John was.
John was the one going...
And later he's like, well, my ears are ringing now.
Oh. That's what happens.
Yeah. Yep. Years of that.
Oh my God, Sarah.
What did I
do? I wear
do
an
now?
Apron all the time.
Yes, aprons.
My immigrant Greek grandmother wore what that. That's what I said. The 50s have texted in.
Why wouldn't you protect your clothing if you're cooking or even doing the dishes? Why wouldn't you? If your apron's hanging right there, why wouldn't you throw it on? put my apron on all the time.
All the time?
At least 3 or 4 times a week.
Yeah.
I have an apron on.
And it covers my chest.
Yeah.
So if I'm frying something.
Sure, you're not getting little bits of stuff on your bare skin.
Wait a minute. You're telling me you put on an apron and you've got it up to here?
That's where it goes. They start way up here.
That's
at
bogus.
Your collarbone.
That's not right. Yeah,
well, it goes around my head and then.
Oh, you're thinking like a French maid apron? Is that what you're thinking? Just the little thing that goes right around your crotchal area?
I don't know.
Oh,
I know what you're up to. Surprised to hear you've even got one in the first place.
Probably have 6 of them.
I'm surprised. So yours is hanging. So Johnny V, the guy who won't let anything hang anywhere, is fine with some mamby pajamby apron hanging around?
Hanging around. It's just on the mamby door pajamby? Handle of the refrigerator.
Oh. That's where you guys hang it?
Boy, it looks terrible.
We have a little hook in the pantry.
Does it?
It looks like so.
Oh my God.
Disorganized.
I want to punch you in the head.
Do it.
I was looking for a picture because I knew I had a picture of me with the apron on, but I couldn't find it.
Oh.
I'll take a picture and show you how cute
Let's all post Vinny. Pictures of ourselves in our aprons today on Instagram.
No thanks.
I'm doing it. You got an apron you're going to throw on today?
Yeah, but not for Instagram.
Yeah, come hashtag on, man, throw it don't on. Do that.
God. Hashtag God. Do it.
Hashtag don't be a puss.
Yeah.
Yeah, you guys go for it.
Vaughn, you got an apron?
I'll go ahead and not do that.
Vaughn does not have an apron.
He's saying no. Get an apron and put a picture up. I'll make you an apron, all right, bud?
Don't make him an apron. Don't do it, Vaughn.
He says he'll wear it. Gave me a thumbs up.
He's got a rep to protect. He's out there throwing parties
but
and he's, spinning he's music.
But he's
and-
cool and he's comfortable in his own skin. He can put on an apron if he feels like it.
Yeah, get him.
Get who?
You.
Oh, we're getting me?
Well, I was getting Vaughn that time, but I would gladly get you, Vinny.
I gotta go.
Oh.
All right, we'll be right back.
Sarah and Vinny. Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity? Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us 3 times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.